The lightning split the night and froze the white cargo van in a photo flash as it raced at high speed from San Vincent in the direction of Aosta.
It's starting to rain, said the Italian at the wheel.
Then why don't you slow down?
Replied the guy with the foreign accent. First the thunder, then the rain, which came down like a bucket full of water tossed onto the windshield. The Italian switched on the windshield wipers without slowing down in the slightest. The only other gesture he made was to switch on the brights.
When asphalt is wet, becomes slick like soap, said the foreigner, pulling the cell phone out of his jacket pocket.
But the Italian refused to slow down. The foreigner unfolded a scrap of paper and started punching a number into his phone.
Why don't you put your phone number into your directory, like everybody else does? No directory and phone. All full. And why you not mind your fucking business?
The foreigner replied, punching the last of the number. The cargo van hit a pothole, and they both jerked and bounced.
Now I vomit,
said the man with the foreign accent, putting the phone up to his ear.
Who are you calling?
The other man didn't reply. He heard a sleepy,
hello? Who is this?
From the receiver. He grimaced and ended the call.
Good throng, he muttered,
angrily punching the keys of the old paint-spattered cell phone. Once he was done with it, he put the phone back into his pocket and looked out the window. The road was full of curves, and the black and white sign announcing twisting curves ahead only loomed at the last second. The engine's blown-out head gasket and the rusty muffler emitted a cacophony of noises, like a basket of scrap metal tumbling down a flight of stairs. In the back, the toolbox kept sliding from one side of the cargo deck to the other, as the van pitched and yawed.
This is the universal deluge, my friend.
I am not your friend,
the foreigner retorted. Even with the headlights on bright, the San Vincent to Aosta road was completely invisible, and the Italian kept shifting and downshifting, grinding the gears and jamming down on the gas pedal.
Why you not slow down?
Because the sun's going to be up soon, and by the time the sun's up, I want to be home. Smoke yourself a cigarette and stop busting my balls, Slavomir.
The foreigner scratched his whiskers.
My name isn't Slavomir, you stupid asshole. Slavomir is Polak name. I am not Polak.
Polak, Serbian, Bulgarian, you're all the same to me.
You're a dickhead.
Why, isn't it true? You're all a bunch of fucking slime balls, thieves and gypsies.
Then he added,
are you afraid of some curves?
And he laughed through clenched teeth.
Oh, gypsy, are you afraid of them?
No, I'm afraid of what a bad driver you are. And I'm not a gypsy.
What? Does that make you mad? What's wrong with being a gypsy anyway? You shouldn't be a sh-
A sudden flat thump interrupted him. The cargo van swerved to one side.
Oh, fuck!
He tried to swing the steering wheel around in the opposite direction. The foreigner screamed, the Italian screamed, and the three surviving wheels all screamed in unison. At least until a second tire blew, and then the van lurched forward. It shot through a wooden rail, knocked down the pole with the speed limit sign, and came to a halt against a couple of larch trees on the side of the road. The windshield exploded. The wipers twisted and bent. The engine fell silent. The foreigner and the Italian sat motionless, glassy eyes fixed on some distant point, while blood oozed from their mouths and eye sockets, their necks broken, shapeless as a pair of marionettes with their strings cut. Another flash of lightning, and the glare caught a still of two dull faces, eyes with pupils made of ice. The rain drummed down with its demented rhythm on the sheet metal of the van's roof. The wrecked cargo van, with its headlights still blazing, creaked as it shifted in precarious equilibrium, perched on the roots that stuck out of the dirt. The van gave one last lurch as it settled on the soil, making the lifeless bodies of the two men bounce in their seats. It had taken 3 seconds from the first blowout to when the cargo van smeared itself against the tree trunks. 3 seconds. No time at all. Barely a sigh.